It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Wednesday, December 12th. I'm Jay Gaper.
And I'm Jade. And speaking of the music world, we are going to be focusing in on India and how much people have been talking about weddings there in the past couple of weeks.
And then we'll fly over to Israel, where Nick Cave is talking about why he decided to play a couple of shows. But first, here are a few more of today's headlines. Iggy Pop is producing a TV documentary series about the history of punk. The series is just going to be called Punk.
That all-encompassing.
It's going to debut on the channel Epics next March, with guests including Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, Marky Ramone of the Ramones, Debbie Harry of Blondie, Wayne Kramer of the MC5. Iggy Pop is co-producing the show with John Varvatos, who has a store currently occupying the space that was formerly CBGB. In a statement, Varvato said, "Hey, ho, let's go." That's an excerpt from the statement, but that is in the statement. I didn't make that up. The National Endowment for the Arts has announced a new round of 253 grants totaling $14.8 million. In addition to projects like animated videos explaining philosophy, grants are going to support an interactive African-American musical history timeline and a project to digitally capture and replicate the acoustics of an ancient Peruvian archaeological site and a historic recording studio on Nashville's Music Row. So I suppose where this is going, if we're digitally replicating acoustics, you could record anywhere and make it sound like you recorded at Sun Studios.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that, Jay. That is a very cool, cool thing. It could just be something on Pro Tools where you're like, I want to sound like, you know, I want the Nashville sound. Yeah, you could do anything.
I want to sound like I recorded this song on an ancient Peruvian archaeological site.
If we tell you that we're at an ancient Peruvian site live, know that we're lying.
Theatrical rock band The Darkness have been booked to play one of the world's most popular TV shows. I'm not talking about Saturday Night Live. I'm talking about The Great British Bake Off.
Yes, that's my favorite show.
The baking competition reality show is broadcasting a holiday special on December 25th in the UK. In addition to a battle for Christmas Star Baker, of course, the episode will feature The Darkness playing their 2003 single, Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End.
It's going to be the sweetest performance ever. In the past few weeks, the biggest weddings in pop culture were in India. It introduced many people in the U.S. to the spectacle that is the multi-day event wedding. So last week, it was the youngest Jonas brother, Nick, who recently put out his third solo album back in 2016, who married Bollywood and Hollywood star Priyanka Chopra. This week, it's two of the richest people in India. So what does any of this have to do with music? Don't worry, I'm not leading you astray here, because it ties back into Beyonce. Beyonce is performing at their wedding. So Beyonce has famously said that she does not do private shows, Jay, for less than $2 million. That's like the starting point. But Beyonce didn't just do a simple Beyonce show. There were multiple costume changes, including a specially designed India-inspired outfit, and she performed a ton of her hits, including Crazy in Love. So, Jay, I'm just curious. You have $2 million to provide your wedding entertainment. Who do you book?
Bob Dylan. No, not really. I couldn't do that to my guests. That would be awesome.
He would maybe do it for $2 million.
Probably the correct answer is I would hire Harmar Superstar.
Yeah.
And just give them $2 million. Do with that as you will. Keep a million for yourself, but put a million into your stage show and just go nuts.
The costumes would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I would do a Michael Jackson, Roy Orbison hologram-themed wedding.
You wouldn't be worried about, like, the drunk uncle trying to, like, moonwalk backwards through Michael Jackson?
I think that would I think that would make it fantastic, Jay. I'm all in on the hologram themes.
It could lead to a new viral clip for our podcast. Oh, 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 Nick Cave has written an open letter to Brian Eno defending his recent decision to play in Israel despite calls for a boycott. So as we've discussed a couple of times on the podcast, musicians including Brian Eno and most notably Roger Waters have been calling for artists to boycott Israel due to the country's treatment of Palestinians in the occupied territories. Some artists, most prominently Lorde, have in fact canceled or declined to schedule shows. Nick Cave is one of the best-known artists who defied the call for a boycott.
Yeah, so why would he? Because it's not like he doesn't know that this is something that's happening in the music world.
Totally. So he explains in this new open letter, "I don't intend to engage in a detailed discussion as to how the boycott of Israel can be seen to be anti-Semitic at heart and furthermore does not work." He went on to say that he played the show as, quote, "a principled stand against those who wish to bully, shame, and silence musicians," and he pointed out that he's helped raise nearly $200,000 for the children of Palestine. So his perspective is, art should cross borders. Yes, I care about this issue. I'm supporting the people of Palestine, but also I don't think a boycott is the right idea. And I feel like there's almost like a punk sentiment here as well. I mean, he did come out of like a punk rock background, and there's that sense like, you can't tell me what to do. My music will go where it will.
Yeah, there's always that, are you taking something away from people who are struggling under oppression, or are you kind of giving something to the oppressors? And I think that's a struggle that a lot of artists, it makes them teeter on the edge because they don't really know which way is the best way to go. And you can only decide with hindsight.
Jade, have you ever seen a performance by a parody tribute band?
Yes, I have seen Metalligar, which is Gallagher, the comedian known for smashing giant watermelons, and Metallica combined. It was a joy, and I got watermelon on me.
I did, too. As a matter of fact, it scratched my cornea during a zombie pub crawl. I was toward the back of the venue. I thought I was safe. But when the Sludge-O-Matic came out, yeah, ouch. Anyway, it was memorable. So today we're talking about parody tribute bands because Ozzy Osbourne of Black Sabbath has, for today's viral clip, met the band Mac Sabbath.
Can you explain Mac Sabbath a little bit more intensely, Jay?
Well, you know I would love it if this was a Fleetwood Mac Black Sabbath mashup. No, it's a Black Sabbath McDonald's mashup. It's a Black Sabbath cover band whose members dress like McDonald's mascots. So we're talking about Ronald Osborne, Slayer McCheese, Grimless, and the Cat Burglar.
Yes.
So this is the thing. They've been around for a few years, and there's now video of Ozzy Osbourne being exposed to this band for the first time in a previously unseen clip from the show Ozzy and Jack's World Detour.
I am frying pan! It's my fault that Ozzy has been warning the world about evil. Is this correct? With Black Sabbath, correct me if I'm wrong. So we've come to warn the world about the evils of fast food. Mm.
Did you like the message in their music?
To be honest with you, I was just watching the clownery.
I mean, it's not the most serious of things.
It's fun, it's a spoof on Black Sabbath. And if you can't send them the love, don't f***ing do it.
He liked it. He didn't fall asleep. He seemed amused. He was laughing and enjoying himself while the band performed their version of Iron Man in their rendition that's frying pan, complete with BBQ pyrotechnics. He was into it. So I feel like if you're Mac Sabbath now, that's one less person you're worried about getting sued by. Of course, there might be another corporate entity you might be a little bit nervous about.
Yeah.
But that's for another day. That's today's music news. You can see that clip and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson. We have a daily newsletter. Sign up over at thecurrent.org/musicnews to get music news in your inbox. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines.